Carpenter and Rothman is presented by your local Pella Window and Door Showroom on Gemini Parkway. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
The huge college football games this weekend and the big winners. Carpenter and Rothman's college football picks.
Brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings.
All right, first time anybody's had a chance to see the Utah Utes play east of Kansas City. I don't know. Here we go. They play tonight, Utah against Oregon. 8 o'clock, Santa Clara, Field of Jeans. And we've got Utah as a 6.5-point favorite. So if Utah wins, we know what it's about. And this is, you know, they're no joke defensively. From the very little I've seen of them, they got a pretty efficient quarterback. We know Oregon has been really inconsistent, but Herbert's got a chance here. Rose Bowl, all that. He's been a he's a star in the making, but, man, he looked like garbage in that loss. Are they really that good? That's the thing. Is Utah really that good, and is Oregon – I give them a lot of credit. I know they probably have more talent top to bottom, but they're not a better team.
Let me ask you this. You're a big guy. You're a guy that is very acutely aware of the numbers. If Utah wouldn't have lost to Arizona State, who would have been favored, you think, in this game?
If Utah...
Oregon wouldn't have lost to Arizona State.
If they both would have had one loss?
Yeah, if Oregon wouldn't have lost 2 weeks ago to Oregon State or Oklahoma State...
Oregon would be
Arizona State. Yeah,
no,
Oregon
right.
would have been favored.
Yeah.
And so I'm not going to let
a reason they did lose, though.
Yeah, they got caught on a Thursday night or Friday or whatever, Saturday night, whatever it was, primetime game. They didn't play well. But I'm not going to let one loss deter me from the fact that I believe... Oregon is a better football team than Oklahoma. It was my bold prediction today, or whoever. Yeah. Oregon's better. Yes. The Pac-12 is, it's like every school is the same to me. I'm not going to let the fact that I believe Oregon is a better team than Utah because of one loss deter me from picking them. I took them as my bold prediction today on Get Up, Rothman. I am going to double down on it here with you.
Okay.
Oregon.
Okay, so you're taking Oregon outright. So here's what I need to do. Remind me of this. I need to check the money line on that to see what we can get. So I'm going to write that down, but you know I'll forget. I really want to take Utah in this game. I think they're just the better overall team, but I understand what you're saying. So here's my tiebreaker. I got to take the Utes in a close one. I've got to take the points. I've got to take the 6.5. This feels like a low-scoring game. Utah's got that defense. It feels like a 24-21 game to me, and that's what I'm going with, 24-21 Utah. Saturday.
Flip that score for me.
All right. Consider yourself flipped. One dude flipped. Baylor versus Oklahoma from Jerry World at noon on Saturday. Oklahoma is favored by 9.
It's a big number.
Big number.
Baylor's defense is pretty good. Oklahoma has struggled at times.
They're going to know what they have to do. That's the beauty of this game.
But sometimes when you know what you have to do, you try to do it before you just secure the bag. You try to go all in, Rothman, before
I was already in.
And so when I look at this, I could see it being closer than that because Oklahoma hasn't really separated themselves a lot in the second half
of
the season.
How much are you considering the first game where it was so lopsided and then the Bears didn't come out of the tunnel? And Oklahoma shut them down in the second half.
That could either go two ways, meaning, hey, we're better and we should beat this team, or if we get a little bit of a lead and they start coming back, then it's just it's like all over again.
Jalen Hurts going for a Heisman here, or at least wants to be there. I think it's a big moment for him. He's very good. And it just feels like to me, I'm gonna actually do the counter. Well, it's not really a counter, because I do think Oklahoma's a little bit better team. They've been inconsistent too, but I just have to feel like it's Oklahoma is the better team, but I'm definitely taking the points. I think it's too much. This has like a 31-24 feel to it. I think you had one blow in the first half, then they came back and stormed back with the 24 unanswered. I'm going to take the middle. Give me Oklahoma 31-24.
That sounds about right.
All right.
Give me the points.
Let's go to the AAC. Luke Fickell and his Bearcats in a rematch against Memphis. The problem, it's in Memphis.
It was the first time.
I know, but if Cincinnati would have won that game, they would have been hosting.
Cincinnati, backup quarterback, who I think is starting again.
Let me give you the number. Memphis by 9.
Oh, give me the points. Give me the points all day. I know. Cincinnati.
That's why I thought you didn't even have to go any further.
Oh, yeah. Cincinnati was down 3. They got a stop, and one of their young defensive ends got a personal foul after the play that would have given Cincinnati the ball back with like 5 minutes left to either tie it or take the lead. And instead, they go down there and, I believe, score again. So that made it 10. Like, things are not what they seem. Cincinnati looked like a different team with their – with their young quarterback starting, he looked good. He was throwing the ball well. I think Cincinnati wins this game. So 9 points, okay, give it to
okay.
me all day.
By the way, you just gave me another idea. Oregon and the Bearcats on parlay. The money line in a parlay. We'll look at that in moments.
I bet that's good value.
I think the Memphis offensive line did have their way against Cincinnati, and I was surprised to see that. You're right. We don't expect that another time. The old thing, it's hard to beat the same team twice. Okay, back-to-back weeks.
Back.
I mean, that's really amazing, right? But you're right. They turned it over 3 times, -2 in the turnover margin. You got to expect Luke to sew this thing up and get this thing nice and tight for the second game. I'm with you. I'm going to take the Bearcats in a rematch, so I'm gobbling up those points for sure. I do think it'll be a close one. I think it'll be high scoring. I think it'll be somewhere in the 35-31 range. I'll take Cincinnati. All right, we go to the 4 o'clock game at the Benz Stadium down in Hotlanta, Georgia, against LSU. LSU favored by 7. 4 o'clock kick.
This, to me, I mean, the thing is, if Georgia can throw the ball, it changes the things. LSU's defense isn't great. They should be able to run it on them. But Jake Fromm has not been good. The receivers have not been good. I think LSU probably wins this thing by 14-17 points. I look at it maybe like a 35-20 game, 35-17.
I'm with you around there. I don't know how healthy they are. DeAndre Swift had that shoulder. I know he'll play through it. It's an SEC title game. They know it. Burrow on that track with that offense. I mean, I could see Fromm getting going here a little bit. I do. I think he's this is the ultimate opportunity for him and the Tigers defensively. You wonder, but at the end of the day, LSU is the better team. They just are. And so the spread was 7. I'll take it a little lower scoring than you, but they're definitely going to cover this thing. I will take it. Feels like more like a 31-21 type of game to me, a little lower scoring. Virginia against Clemson, 7:30, Bank of America Stadium in Charlotte. Clemson favored by 28.5.
That's a monster number. I was going to say whatever it is, take the over or lay the points. I'm still going to lay the points. Like, Virginia, I mean, Clemson is going to try to destroy them.
They have to.
It's not going to do anything to help their seeding.
Well, it might. It might if there's some ugly game in Indy. But
nasty.
Yeah, but you're right. But Virginia doesn't give you enough juice. Yeah, you're right. It's probably anything short of an Ohio State loss. LSU probably, there's nothing they could do, even if they beat them 60-0.
I just think it's perception. Dabo Swinney is going to want to go in on fire. So they're going to try to score 100.
I agree with you. He's been all over that, about feeling like they're the forgotten team. They don't want us in there anyway. Is that what he said? They don't want us in there anyway.
Whatever that means.
Yeah. No, we can't keep you out, unfortunately, Dabo. You did what you needed to do. You destroyed your schedule, and you took your wake-up call, your one wake-up call against North Carolina, and you used it for you. And I've got to give them at least credit for that. But they have the schedule to do it. This is a blowout. I think you can name your score on this one. I bet they crack 50. So why don't I just give them a 50 burger, and we'll make it 50-17. All right, those are the picks for this week. When we